Black Lives Matter protests and marches in Abilene have been peaceful. The first march to protest George Floyd's death started in the police department parking lot and featured a message of solidarity from the chief. Police cars then flanked marchers along the route, using their vehicles to block traffic from cross streets. At a different protest last week, Police Chief Stan Standridge laid out the basic framework for a new initiative to build trust between the community and the department.
Recognizing that our collective experiences may be different than yours, but through our differences and through relationship and fellowship, we can ultimately begin that new beginning.
We hear it, we want to see it.
You will see it. You will see it.
Let the man talk. We got this moment right here today.
Standridge says he intends to give local residents a peek behind the police curtain. While it's not the goal, developing a better understanding between police and community members could also benefit the department's recruiting efforts, which Standridge says were struggling even before protests against police brutality erupted nationwide.
We almost always recruit from U.S. military installations. We also recruit in some of our colleges, especially the colleges that have criminal justice fields. COVID-19 changed all that. We haven't been able to recruit.
And Abilene isn't alone as it searches for new recruits to keep the department fully staffed. Gene Ellis is the president of the Texas Police Chiefs Association.
I'm not sure what Houston's current staffing is, but I know we've heard from some of the agencies in the Metroplex area, including the largest agencies in the Metroplex, that they are certainly have quite a few vacancies.
Chief Ellis says police departments typically see a spike in applicants when the economy hits a snag, like in 2008.
Our applicant pools were, in the hundreds there for a long time, for probably a couple of decades. And then probably the last 8 or 10 years, those numbers have not been as strong. And then they've got really weak over the last probably 2 or 3 years.
But this year, with so many other factors at play, Ellis says it remains to be seen whether departments will get a bump in applications. Abilene's Chief Standridge says back in 1994, he crowded into the convention center with about 400 other applicants to take the civil service exam. This year, about 240 recruits have signed up. Standridge's vision is a diverse academy class of 15 men and women, Hispanic, white, and black cadets.
I would love to see another African immigrant in this academy class. We've actually hired several, and our biggest success story has always been Officer Fidel Sabahizi, who fled the African continent because of genocide.
Abilene's police department has a lot to offer. The starting pay is $53,000. They have new vehicles and the latest body armor and technology. But getting the badge is no cakewalk. After weeding out more than half of the applicants with the exam, many more recruits drop out along the way, flunking background checks or failing to meet the rigorous academic and physical demands.
It sounds incredibly long, laborious, but if you think about it, we want to get it right on the front end so we aren't making national news.
Standridge says the key to hiring the right officers is understanding their motivation.
Why do you want to put on the uniform, especially right now with the national scrutiny? Why would you want to put on this uniform? And if the answer isn't rooted in service, then that's probably not going to be a very good applicant.
About a dozen cadets started last year's police academy, but as graduation approaches in July, only 6 remain. The window for applications to next year's class closes on Sunday. For KACU, I'm Heather Claiborne.